We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Have you guys been to a campfire before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it lots of fun?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me all about it.
You can make s'mores. You roast marshmallows and put them in between graham crackers with chocolate.
Yum.
Sing songs.
Cook hot dogs.
I like roasting marshmallows and eating them.
I think a campfire is just a whole bunch of people sitting and eating marshmallows and getting sticky.
I like getting sticky.
You like getting sticky?
Mm-hmm.
And like the problem with campfires most of the time is there's not really a place where you can wash your hands either, is there?
No.
When do you have a campfire?
When you're camping, sometimes you have a campfire.
Right, okay.
It's called a campfire.
Yeah, sometimes when you're camping, because you can't bring your stove and dishwasher with you, can you, when you go camping?
No.
Well, I shouldn't say that, because some people do that in their
RVs
and stuff, but that's not really camping, they say.
Nah,
that's just taking your house into the wilderness.
Yeah, there you go.
In the fall, my family goes and volunteers to help with bonfires every Friday night and wagon rides, and we get to go.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Marshmallows, hot dogs, sticky, and singing.
Wow, all of it, all of the above.
One thing I like about campfires is, like, just being with special people.
Yeah, that's nice. And today, we're going to talk about a special time that Jesus spent with his friends. He had breakfast around a campfire with the disciples after his death and resurrection. Let's read about it in the book of John, chapter 21.
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?"
"No," they answered.
He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some."
When they did, they were unable to haul the net because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved, that was John, said to Peter,
"It is the Lord!"
As soon as Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, for they will not fall from shore. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught."
Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153.
But even with so many, the net was not torn.
Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast."
None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?"
They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish.
What a beautiful story that is, isn't it? Can you imagine just what it was like for the disciples to see Jesus again? How do you think they felt that day?
Excited.
Okay. Why do you think they were excited?
They finally caught some fish and they saw their master.
They were probably amazed because it wasn't an everyday thing when you saw somebody who was dead.
Well, that's right. Do you think they felt happy to be with their Lord?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I picked out this song.
Yeah.
Before Jesus left his friends that day, after they'd eaten around the campfire, Jesus spoke to Peter. He wanted to give Peter another chance to declare his love for him. Do you remember what Peter did the night before Jesus died?
Peter denied that he even knew Jesus.
And how many times did Peter deny Jesus?
Three times.
Well, let's read more from John 21, and let's count the number of times that Jesus asked Peter if he loved him.
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter,
Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?
Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you.
Jesus said, feed my lambs.
Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?
He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Peter was hurt because Jesus asked for the third time, do you love me?
He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
Jesus said, feed my sheep.
Later in this chapter, Jesus told Peter, follow me and feed my sheep. What was Jesus trying to teach Peter?
He's trying to teach him to teach others about him and how much he loves them.
Okay, right. Follow his example and take care of the people. The people were Jesus' sheep, and he was their good shepherd. He was telling Peter and the disciples that he would leave them soon, and his sheep needed care. Do you think Jesus wants us to follow him and feed his sheep?
Yes. Jesus wants us to love like he loved.
He wants us to serve like he served.
He wants us to forgive others as he has forgiven each one of us.
So much that you returned to them after your death and your resurrection. You filled their net with fish and shared a meal with them. You forgave Peter for denying you. You long to be with each of us too. You long to give us all that we need, and you are ready to forgive us when we fall short. Thank you, Lord. Teach us and strengthen us. We want to follow you, to feed your sheep, to be a disciple like Peter. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope that you will share this message with someone you know.
feed some sheep today.
And if you would like to contact us, here's what you need.
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box, 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
If you want to visit our website, here's the address, www.karenandkids.com.
And remember,
Jesus wants us to
feed his lambs,
take care of his sheep,
follow him. See you next time.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother, John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He's called us too. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us too. He has called us too. We are his disciples. I am one of you.
He has called us too. We are his disciples.